Hey everyone, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you're having a great day, great night, wherever you are watching in from. Today, there was some negative news that came out in the crypto markets, specifically related to Bitfinex and Tether in regards to the US CFTC sending out a subpoena to Bitfinex and Tether. Initially, this news came out and everybody thought it was just sent out today. However, Bloomberg, who is the company that broke the story, came out, clarified that it was sent out December 6th, so sent out about a month and a half ago at this point in time. And a lot of people are saying, you know, this is going to be terrible news for crypto. Or on the other end of the spectrum, people are saying, this is just downright absolute FUD. It means nothing. Tether isn't that worth that much. So I want to look at both ends of the spectrum. I already did a YouTube live on this where literally the second the story broke, I went in, I talked about what I thought it meant. But that was a very quick off-the-cuff reaction with a lot of questions from you guys. And I wanted to take a little bit of time to collect my thoughts, think about what this meant, think about what like the best case scenario is, maybe what the worst case scenario is, and also make sure that you guys are aware of net inflow and what potential impact that that could have in the crypto markets as it specifically relates to the printing of Tether or USDT. So let's get into all that and more in today's episode. Let's go. So let's get into it where all this started, and that's Bloomberg.com. Bloomberg was the ones that were the ones that broke the news today. I will link this article in the podcast show notes as well as in the YouTube description. But on the article right now, US regulators subpoena crypto exchange Bitfinex Tether. And this initially, when this initially came out, like I said before, everybody thought this had just happened today. It turns out that the US Commodities Future Trading Commission, the CFTC, was the US regulatory agency that sent the subpoena. A lot of people thought when the news came out that it was today, it actually, the subpoenas were sent back on December 6th. So they've been out for over a month and a half at this point in time, which is fairly interesting. A lot of theories going on, a lot of different things. But long story short, the US regulatory agency, the CFTC, sent the subpoenas to Bitfinex, the exchange, as well as to Tether, in regards to what they're doing in the cryptocurrency space. Now, most people seem to have two separate points of views. Most people seem to think, number one, this isn't that big of a deal. They seem to think, you know what? This isn't that big of a deal. If we pop over to CoinMarketCap right now, we can see Tether at this point in time is a $2.2 billion cryptocurrency, meaning, and it's usually trading between 98, 97 cents and maybe like at max, like $1.05 or something like that. But basically, that's typically where it's trading, is between like 98 cents and $1.03, depending upon how the market is supposed to be pegged to the dollar. Now, a lot of people look at this and say, hey, you know what? Even if Tether goes down, this might take, you know, $2 billion out of the market. We're going to, you know, $2 billion goes poof, and then who cares? Doesn't make that much of a difference. On the other end of the spectrum here, though, there's a lot of people that look at the net inflow that this provides to the cryptocurrency marketplace and say this could be responsible for between 10 and maybe 25% of the current market capitalization of the crypto markets right now. That might sound crazy, but we will get into that and we'll talk about why that is. There's a really solid article on it, and a lot of it comes from some of this JP Morgan research that came out fairly a while ago. But before you say, you know, JP Morgan and yell and freak out and talk about big banks and Jamie Dimon and all that stuff, give it a train of thought, give it a second, and we'll dive into all that. But on the one end of the spectrum here, like I said, you know, I don't understand. This is Vinny Lingham. Some of you might like him, some of you might not, whatever. Not judging Vinny here at all, but he says, I don't understand why Bitcoin is tanking right now. If you hold any of the $2 billion in Tether, why would you be dumping Tether and buying Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, or ETH instead? Any theories? And then Charlie Lee said, weak hands are scared. And that theory makes sense because if you're holding on to Tether, and there's these rumors about Tether getting subpoenaed and Tether blowing up and all this bad news happening. If you're holding Tether, if you're holding US dollar Tether, wouldn't it make sense to throw that back into Bitcoin or back into Ethereum or Bitcoin Cash or Litecoin or basically anything that trades by dollar Tether? Because your money's probably safer if all of this bad news is happening. Your money might be safer in Bitcoin or in Ethereum or Bitcoin Cash than it would be in dollar Tether. However, That's not necessarily the case. And the theory surrounding that, at least in my opinion, when I summarize this, comes down to two different points that I think a lot of people are looking at. So the first one is, this is a blog post. It's a little just kind of screen capture here from a while ago, but this is from Nomics, Clay Collins, and this was research from JP Morgan. And JP Morgan said that $6 billion in net inflow since 2009 has resulted in a cryptocurrency market cap of $330 billion. So let's talk about what that means. But basically, $6 billion of, this was from a while ago, so this was back when there was a $330 billion market cap in crypto. So you have to extrapolate this out a little bit more. But when you're looking at this right now, or when you're looking at this in from a historical context, JP Morgan said that people, individual investors, companies, institutions, they put in $6 billion of USD, or the equivalent of USD if it was a foreign currency. They put in $6 billion of the equivalent of USD, and that $6 billion is now worth $330 billion in market capitalization. So you're saying, how does that make, you might be thinking to yourself, how does that make sense? Doesn't a $330 billion market cap mean that $330 billion were put into that? No, it doesn't. And this is why. So if we pop over to this blog post here, and this is a really good blog post from jamescrypto.com. I will link to this below as well in the podcast and in the YouTube. But the entire article really goes to summarize this. And this is talking about with the cryptocurrency market at $700 billion. This article is, I believe, about 10 days old. But when it comes down to this, it goes over, number one, the concept of net inflow. So when you think about net inflow, what does that mean? That means somebody like myself or yourself or anybody else out there is taking US dollars or other fiat currency and moving that into the cryptocurrency marketplace. So that money, it was money that was not in the crypto marketplace. It is moving in. It is net inflow into the cryptocurrency marketplace. Now, with that net inflow, what this means is that, let's just say for easy examples purposes, we're looking at Bitcoin. And right now, Bitcoin is trading roughly at $10,000. If I have $1 million and I take that $1 million and I place a market buy order on cryptocurrency or on Bitcoin, that might, perhaps that does a little bit to raise the price, maybe even a percent or something like. Let's just say, for examples purposes, for easy purposes, and I'm not saying this is actually going to happen, but if I have a $10 million, if I have $10 million and I want to go on GDAX and I want to place a big order and I buy $10 million worth of Bitcoin and that raises the price 1%. So my $10 million of net inflow raised the price of Bitcoin by 1%. Now, the price of Bitcoin, the overall market cap, with that raising, that would be a $1.7 billion increase in the market capitalization of Bitcoin if I raise the price of Bitcoin by 1% with that $10 million. So if you can take a step back and think about that, you can see what and how big of a difference that can make when we're talking about Tether. So just to rehash on that example, if I have 10 million bucks and I put in a massive buy order on GDAX and I send the market up by 1% and the price of crypto goes up from $10,280 or from $10,000 right now to $10,100, that $100 difference in the price of Bitcoin will reflect in the market capitalization, because the price, the market cap is simply the price, the last trading price of that cryptocurrency or Bitcoin in this example, times the circulating supply. So it has nothing to do with the previous prices. It is simply the last price, the most recent price of that crypto, of Bitcoin, times the market supply. So that $10 million that I put into the market could potentially, when you're looking at $170 billion crypto, that could, if it goes up 1%, you're talking about a potential increase of over $1 billion by just having that $10 million of net inflow. Now, when you look at this and you look at how this relates to Tether, you're saying, okay, whatever, if somebody puts in a massive buy order, how does that make a difference with Tether? Well, the thing is, as the market has dipped recently, Tether has printed over $500 million in Tether. And the debate is to whether or not they're backed by anything. So if Tether is not backed by the US dollar, then it's basically printing fake money that is adding liquidity and net inflow into the marketplace that doesn't truly exist. And that's where the problem is. Because if you use that example, you say, oh, wow, not saying, again, not saying this is the case, but if you say, hey, You know, that $10 million, it will increase Bitcoin by 1%. What happens if you put what happens if you put $500 million into the crypto marketplace? If you put $500 million into the crypto marketplace, a fresh buy power of net inflow, that's going to do a lot more damage on the upside. It's going to boost the price of cryptocurrency significantly to the upside and help to move that price upwards because there's that much more net inflow. And when you think about it, a lot of what this article discusses is some of that research from JP Morgan that basically says, hey, all it took was $6 billion of net inflow for the cryptocurrency marketplace to reach a $330 billion market cap. Now, with the market cap at $800 billion, whatever it was, granted, a lot of new, fresh fiat money has come in my opinion, since October, November, December. A lot of things have happened. There's a lot of new retail money in the space. There's a lot of new institutional money in the space. But for example, let's just say there's now $10 billion of net inflow there. If there's only $10 billion of net inflow, basically if $10 billion came into the market and now that has pushed the cryptocurrency marketplace to its current valuation of $500 billion, if there's only $10 billion, potentially $2 billion or 20% of that is from Tether. And that's where a lot of this gets all conspiracy theorist and everything like that. If that is fake money, then 20% of what has pumped up the market capitalization might not even be real. And that is what a lot of people, in my opinion, are scared about, is the net inflow and potentially how this can impact. Because when you look at Tether and you look at what a lot of this might mean, like if you don't touch Tether, if you don't have your money in Tether, like why would you care? You know, I personally, I don't use dollar Tether. I don't see a big reason for me to use USDT. If I want to cash my money out, I'll send Ether, I'll send Litecoin, I'll trade my stuff on Binance or Bittrex, and I will send that with Litecoin from Binance or Bittrex. I'll send that back over to GDAX, and then from there, all I'll have to do is just switch that Litecoin to the US dollar. Boom, I'm good. US dollar's not going anywhere. It's stable. I'm fine. And it's going to get taxed the same way regardless. So why does the dollar Tether stuff matter? And this is, in my opinion, why it matters in a lot of respects. And also, too, if the US regulators want to go after some of these exchanges that are working with Tether, if this turns out to be fraudulent, then that's an issue as well. Because Not only does Bitfinex use Tether, and is Bitfinex seem to be the most closely related and tied to Tether, but in addition, you have big US exchanges like Bittrex using Tether, you have Poloniex using Tether, there's Kraken, you have Binance, which isn't a US exchange, but you got Binance. There are a lot of the biggest exchanges out there now use Tether because that's like the stable cryptocurrency that you can use. So how will it affect those exchanges? I am not so sure. This is obviously a fluid situation. It is developing. But I wanted to make this video in a more kind of calm manner than the YouTube live that I had because there were a lot of questions coming in. And I also wanted to address the point of FUD or spreading fear, uncertainty, and doubt and that type of thing. Because while I don't personally think this is FUD, just at least in my opinion, if the CFTC is coming out and sending out subpoenas, they've obviously done a bit of due diligence on this. They know what they're talking about. While you can argue the merits of regulation, and I'm not a regulate everything person at all, I'm not. But if the U.S. government is sending out subpoenas, it's probably not a good thing for those specific organizations. So I'm keeping all of this in mind, and I'm looking at this and trying to take this in with a clear head and a clear mind as I continue to evaluate the situation. Now, Bitcoin for the time being has bounced below $10,000, bounced back above $10,000, is hovering just above $10,000 at this point in time. I'm looking at this for the time being, I'm looking at this and I'm kind of not doing much. I'm holding on to my cryptocurrency. I don't pretend to have the answers to things right now. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't think a lot of people do. If anything, this is not necessarily the best sign for the marketplace. But as a couple other people pointed out in the most recent episode of Crypto Happy Hour, or Crypto Sad Hour, as it was aptly titled, this might, if this turns out to be, you know, if Tether turns out to be legit and they can produce some audits and everything is fine, then fantastic. We can move on. We can get past this stuff. It's over. Let's, you know, produce the audits, do what you got to do, deal with the regulatory agencies, and we're good. We're done. However, if Tether turns out to be a bad actor, if they're fraudulent, if Bitfinex is in cahoots with Tether to pump the market, and it all goes down for a short time or for a medium-term time or a long-term time. Obviously, that's not great, but I'd rather shake out the bad actors out of the system now than I would a year from now or 2 years from now. So if there are going to be bad actors, if there are going to be fraudulent companies, if there is companies that are illegally pumping the market or doing something like that, I'd rather them get out of the market now than when we're a multi-trillion dollar market cap, crypto community or whatever it might be, because that'll be a much bigger hurt if it happens then than if it happens now. So I'm keeping an eye on everything. I try to be as quick and as fast as possible. So I will definitely do my best with all this moving forward. If you have questions, definitely regarding Tether, definitely let me know in the comments below. I would appreciate any questions, any thoughts. Do you have your own theories? Do you have your own experiences? Do you think this is not a big deal at all? And if you think that, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I am somewhat undecided. But I think where there's smoke, there's fire, and I am getting a little bit nervous about this, but at the same point in time, a dollar cost average, it is what it is. Life goes on. So I'm looking at this, but I would love your theories, your comments below in the YouTube. If you're on the podcast, if you're listening on iTunes or whatever, definitely shoot me a tweet, crypto_Bobby on Twitter. Would love to hear your thoughts as far as all this goes. In addition to that, I am going to be doing a, if you're watching this, on January 30th, 10 p.m. tonight Eastern Time, I will be on the Crypto Street podcast, and I'll be live streaming the audio so you guys can listen in to that. So I'd love to have you join. Hit the subscribe button, the notify bell if you are new to the channel by any chance, so you get those notifications anytime I do go live. Thank you so much for your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. Hope you have a great day. Peace.